even when I'm down. Got my head in the clouds and my feet on the ground. I got big dreams, gonna make them true.
Welcome to the Genius Lab podcast, where we've got big dreams and we're gonna make them true. This is podcast number 28 from my book, Release Your Shit and Reclaim Your Power. We are going to talk today about frustration as a positive indicator. Yeah, figure that, huh? Most of the time when we're frustrated, it's like, fuck this shit. I don't want anything to do with it. The last thing I would look at frustration as is a positive indicator. But, you know, I was a senior in high school, and I had just received my brown belt in a style of kung fu called Jeet Kune Do, the way of the intercepting fist. And I remember walking into the dojo one day, and my teacher, he was about 6 feet tall, maybe 6'1", and he asked me to come over. And he wanted me to do something. And as I walked towards him, he always wore a stocking cap, and he took his stocking cap off, jumped up on a table, and held the stocking cap kind of up at an angle, and said, "Kick it out of my hand." Well, you know, being a bold 18-year-old and maybe a little cocky, I stepped back into a power stance and went for a jumping front kick, which had the full intention of eliminating the hand from my teacher's hand. Well, I kicked as high as I could, as hard as I could. I knew it was going to be a stretch. But I missed the freaking hat by about a foot and a half, fell flat on my back, and we both burst out laughing. About 3 days later, I walked into the dojo again and got the same request. Okay, so again, I step back, I'm ready to do, I follow the same deal because I know that's the best way to launch. I'm going to get some more more velocity, and maybe I'll take two steps back so I get a little bit of extra speed and a little extra launch. Same thing. Missed the hat. This time I didn't fall. I caught myself on my feet. Then one day, you know, this went on for like 2 or 3 weeks, right? And then I'm like, shit, this is driving me crazy. And so one day, I was bound and determined to kick that fucking hat out of his hand. I mean, I was focused. I visualized it. I could feel my foot kicking the hat. I mean, I just went through all of the cognitive involvement in order to, you know, really kick ass on this thing and roll. And so I launched up, extended. Man, I was right there. And I mean, I've missed it by an inch. And I was so pissed off when I landed. I went over to a kick bag and just started just beating the shit out of it. And my teacher came over to me and asked, you know, why are you so mad and frustrated? You missed it for the last 3 weeks. And the thing that was different this time was that it was so close. You know, it was like it was within reach. And the fact that I couldn't do it really pissed me off. So he said, come on, let's do it one more time. And this time, for some weird reason, I was really calm and I was really focused, and I didn't fucking care if I kicked it out or not. I was just gonna do it. I came back, took two steps back, started working with the visualization. I jumped up, extended my leg, and kicked that hat right out of his hand. And we both started laughing and celebrating. I finally did it. And he stopped me in the middle of the celebration. He said, there's a very important lesson here. The reason that you were so frustrated was because you were so close and you knew that you could do it. The thing is, when something's completely out of your reach and completely impossible for you to attain, then like you don't get pissed off because you don't have it, because it's like not in your wheelhouse anyway. But when you get close to victory, that's when the stakes go up. That's when meaning increases. And the result of your actions become more critical. So he looked at me and he said, from now on, when you get frustrated, it means that you're close to a breakthrough. So use frustration as your friend, not as something that throws you backwards. Pardon me. So that is one of the most important lessons that I've ever learned. And I pass it on to you. Remember from now on, when you get frustrated at anything you're attempting, it means you're knocking on the door of victory. Frustration is a reminder that you're so close to the accomplishment that it's right there for you. The victory dance is the next thing you'll do. And this is where people usually give up. Okay? It's right at that epic pressure point when the pain is the highest, when the risk seems unbearable, and when you feel the most challenged, then you just go, oh, fuck it, I can't do it. And pardon me, one more step and you're there. So next time you're ready to give up, tell yourself 10 more seconds. Or as my trainer used to say, you can do anything for 2 minutes. I'm holding a kettlebell, you know, while I'm in a plank and holding one arm up and one arm supporting my entire body. I'm trembling like crazy, about ready to fall flat on my face. Anybody can do anything for 2 minutes. That's all you got to do. And then 5 minutes later, I'm like, fuck, man, I really did a good thing. I accomplished a lot. So frustration can be a real tricky motherfucker. And the thing to do is don't let it fuck you over. Don't let it fool you into thinking that because you're frustrated, nothing's going to work out. Because you're frustrated, because you're pissed off, things aren't going to turn out the way you want them to. That's the time when you need to get really focused, put your head down and barrel ahead and make it happen. Okay. I remember this one workshop I did. It was in Cincinnati, Ohio. It was dumping snow like crazy. I mean, we probably had close to a foot of snow overnight. But when I say I'm going to be at a workshop, I'm going to be at a workshop. I'm going to always get where I say I'm going to be. It's just how I roll. So I showed up not knowing if anybody would come. And I had about 10 people call and say, oh, the universe doesn't want me to come because of the snow. I just know that that's an omen. That's a sign that I'm not supposed to be at this workshop. Okay. So, and then about 10 people showed up. And then about a half an hour late, this gal comes in and she's like, oh, man, you can't believe the morning I had. And she was this great big gal. And she's like, I came out and I saw the snow and I said, that is not going to prevent me from going to the workshop because I need to go to the workshop. When I signed up for it, I knew it was the right thing and it's still the right thing. She said, then I got in my car and I realized I had a flat tire. So I dug out the snow all around the flat tire. I changed my flat tire and I said, a flat tire is not going to prevent me from getting to that workshop. And she said, then I got the new tire on, I pull out, I'm out of gas. And I'm like, that's not going to deter me. She said, I didn't look at these things as signs that I'm not supposed to come. I looked at them as this must be a really important workshop because there's some kind of energy that's trying to prevent me from getting there. And she had an amazing workshop, an amazing time. But that point of frustration and that thing of obstacles and where you just want to say, fuck it, I'm just, it's too hard. Instead, she dug in and she said, I'm not going to let anything stop me. So as you move forward into making your dreams come true, as you move forward in releasing your shit and reclaiming your power, you're going to have times when you're just pissed as hell or when you're frustrated beyond measure. Okay? And that's the time when you dig in deeper. That's the time when you own your shit. That's the time when you say, when I set out on this journey, I set out to have a certain outcome, and God damn it, I'm going to make that outcome happen no matter what, and I'm not going to let some obstacles get in my way. So think about that next time you hit a point of frustration. Think of it as an inspiration or fuel to move you forward, as opposed to an obstacle that gets you stuck. And when you start looking down because you're getting frustrated, remember to keep looking up.